Some topics we learned about include Chazar v'lacham mibayal merishayinim. If someone sold a field that did not belong to him and then bought it from its true owner, nichilei deleikah behem nusei, we assume that he intended to secure it for the buyer in order to protect his reputation. The Gemara discusses whether this applies if zavna orta v'yahava b'matana. He sold it a second time, bequeathed it to his children, or gave it away as a gift before buying it from the owner. Nafle b'yerusha, he inherited it. Gavi ihu b'chayva, he seized it as payment for a loan. Or yinyava nahalei b'matana, he received it as a gift. The Gemara also discusses ad emas, for how long after the sale do we presume that he would purchase the property to secure it for the buyer. Adam makna davar shalei b'la'olam, whether one can sell something he does not yet own or that does not yet exist. The Gemara explains that this may depend on whether samcha daite, the recipient, can rely on this taking place, or if it is not in the seller's control. Maitzeh shtar b'shuk. The Gemara discusses several suspicions pertaining to a found document, including kasav lulvas v'lei lava, the recorded transaction may have not occurred, and cheshin leperayin, the loan may have been repaid. Shuma hadar, when one's land is seized as payment for a loan, he may redeem it during the following year, and according to others, he may redeem it forever.